We're continuing the Shiur on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Dalad. Inyan Neder Ushvua, the topic of Neder and Shvua, Shehu Dvar Pele Ma'oid, which is an incredible, wondrous thing, an extremely unusual thing. Sheha Odom Yeshloi Koyach Lasois Liatzmoi Mitzvois Vaveirois Chadoshois Mashalinizkar Batoira. The fact that Hashem has given a Jew the ability to create mitzvahs for himself that are not written into the Torah whatsoever. For example, if a Jew decides to take upon himself that he's not going to eat any meat, glat kosher 100%, it's been in the mikvah four times, the real thing, the real stuff. And the Jew makes a vow, I am not going to eat any meat, by either neder or shvua, azai ze habosor hamuter min haTorah nesar ato olav beisur chomor bechol hoisurim shebaTorah. Then this piece of meat, which 1 minute ago was 100% kosher and available and permissible to this person, suddenly has become extremely forbidden midoraisa with all the bells and whistles. V'chein lehepech. And the reverse also, kishemekabel alatzmoi lechol basar. If the person were to take upon himself a vow, obligating himself to eat meat, to eat this meat, lechol basar ze, azai chiyuv umitzvah olav lechol dafka. Then he now becomes obligated, required, al pi haTorah, to eat this piece of meat. Even though prior to his saying that, he was under no obligation at all. Shaide neder ushvua yochel hodom lasois liatzmoi Torah chadosha. With neder and shvua, a Jew has the ability to create for himself new Torah, to write new pages into the Torah in a sense. Dehainu les or hamuter, to make something that was permissible, 100% permissible, to make it forbidden unto himself. Ulechayev atzmoi bechiyuv, and to obligate himself with a real Torah obligation. Regarding something which until he made the vow he was not obligated. Rak she'eino yochoy lahatir eso isur b'shum oifen. Kemo shepirish Rashi al posuk le'esor isur. It's just that we know, so this neder is a real incredible thing. A person might think, wow, look, I can say anything I want. So Rav Nosson Zalei adds that Rashi HaKodesh points out, you cannot make a vow to eat something unkosher and then say, now I'm obligated to eat it. That not. You can't go against any item. You can't make something that the Torah had considered forbidden. You can't make that permissible to yourself. Paragraph Beis. Al pi haTorah ki merachamim yenagim. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins that this halacha is going to be based on one of the long special chapters in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Ki Merachmam Yenagam, Likutei Moran Tanina, Simen Zayin, Ayin Shom Kol haTorah. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that was a Shabbos Chanukah Torah. We'll check it afterwards. We happen to be a couple of hours away from Chanukah. Today is Wednesday. Friday night is the first candle of Chanukah Licht. Mitzvah Shem was starting this Torah, which I believe has in it very, very special things on Chanukah also. The chapter in Likutei Moran. V'haklal l'inyonenu, to summarize for our purposes what it says there in Likutei Moran, shekol odom tzorech la'asoik b'yishuv ha'olam. Every Jew is obligated to make the world into a civilized place, to civilize the world, meaning to inhabit the world with human beings, people with das. And here, dahainu lehoir hadas b'bnei yodam. What we're referring to specifically is, again, inhabiting the world with intelligent people, which means shining das into people, sharing, giving over the das of the Torah, Hashem's das, to people. Lohoidia lahem, to inform them, to enlighten them, ki Hashem hu hu elikim, that Hashem is the king, Hashem is the creator, he made everything. And as when we say Hashem hu hu elikim, one of the things that means is that even though Hashem is very, very high up, still every single detail of everything that goes on down here, he's also overseeing and controlling. That's the Elohim, that the Malchus, the Hanhoga of this physical world and all the worlds, is being controlled by Hashem from top to bottom. Uledaber alibom lohitzio me'avoinois. And each and every single Jew has an obligation to speak to other Jews and to speak to their hearts and thereby help them get out of sin, stop committing sins, or do tshuva, repent for their sins. Sheze ikar horachmonus al Yisrael. That's the greatest pity on a Jew. If you want to talk about having pity on a Jew and helping him get married or giving him a parnasa, all of those things are very important and very special. But the biggest rachmonus on a Jew is when a Jew is committing sins, chas v'shalom. That's the biggest rachmonus. Because Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Likutei Moran quotes the Gemara, which says, Ein yisurim b'lo yavoin, ein misa b'lo yicheit. That all suffering and death come about as a result of sin. So if we can help a Jew avoid committing sins, or if we can get sins that he has on his record erased, we're showing the greatest rachmonis possible on that Jew. V'chol odom yochoy l'kayim zois. Every single Jew has the ability to do this on their level. V'tzorech l'asik bozeh, and is obligated, all of us are obligated to be involved in this. Either a person is doing it himself, or he's supporting such an effort, or again, each one on his level with his own kids, his wife and kids, his neighbor, each one on their level. Ayin Shom Hetev, look over there in Torah Zion and Likutei Moran Tanina, study it well. Umevoyer Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, She'ikr hu hachochom hatzadik hu emes shebedoyer, that the main character in accomplishing this is the tzaddik of the generation, the chacham and tzaddik of the generation, shehu b'chinas Moshe, he's in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu moiser nafshoy al zeh b'yoyser. He's the one who puts his life on the line. He's the one who does everything imaginable to accomplish this. Lehoyer hadas bebonim v'talmidim, to shine, to give over awareness of Hashem and faith in Hashem and consciousness of Hashem into children and students. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, v'zeh hachocham tzorech she'yeh lo b'chinas koil. This chocham, this tzaddik who wants to really do this in the biggest way, must have an ingredient called koil. Koil means everything. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki choil b'shamayim uva'aretz. Hashem is inside of everything, from heaven to earth, from top to bottom. Dahinu, meaning sheyoyer bedorei malo ubedorei mato. A true tzaddik, a true chacham, is only one who is capable of teaching people who are very advanced in Yiddishkeit. They're referred to as Dorei Mala, the people on the upper level, on the upper deck, and the Dorei Mata. And he's also capable of reaching down to people who have very little or zero Yiddishkeit and be able to bring Hashem to them. Just like we know, for example, you have the holidays. You have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, where the mitzvah for the Jew is that all of us have to go up to Hashem. It's called Aliyah L'Regel, to go up on the holiday, go up by foot, Teretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to come see Hashem. You have Chanukah, where Hashem says, you have no Beis HaMikdash, you're in exile, all of you are in the hospital, the whole Jewish people, you don't see it, there's no sign on your house, but we're all in the hospital right now, we're all Cholim. And when people are ill, a person that's sick, you can't expect that person to come to you, to come to work or to come to learn. You have to go to him. Hashem does Bikur Cholim. That's the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah menorah in your own house, in your own living room, wherever it is. That's the Shekhinah. That's Hashem coming down to us. That's what Hashem does. And the tzaddik, the true tzaddik, who's involved in teaching Yiddishkeit to Klal Yisrael, has to be able to address the Dorei Mala, the Dorei Mata, the people on the higher level and lower level. Shila Hagvoyim Bamalo, to those people who are on a very high level, very advanced in their Yiddishkeit. Bechinas Dore Malo, we refer to them as Dore Malo. Yihye Mar Elohim, Bechinas Aye Mekoyim Kavoidoi. The tzaddik has to be able to show them this teaching of where is Hashem, meaning, Dahainu Sheye Mar Elohim, She'adayon Einom Yoidim Klal B'Yidiyoso Yisborach. He has to be able to show them that you think you know about Hashem, I'm going to start teaching you about Hashem, and you're going to see that what you thought you knew about Hashem, you know nothing at all. Hashem is totally hidden from you. In terms of what there is to know about Hashem, I'm going to give you such a revelation of Hashem that you're going to say, wow, where is Hashem? You know, I thought I had Hashem in my pocket. I thought I was looking directly at Hashem, and I see I'm billions of miles away from Hashem, to the point where you're going to be saying, where is Hashem? Where, you know. Bechinas me chomis, me pishpashto, ma yodato. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, what do you see? What do you understand? What have you touched? You know, that when a person becomes aware, when a person comes into contact with a true tzaddik who knows billions of times more than he does about Hashem, the person suddenly has an awakening. Wow, I can't believe it. Here I thought I was religious. I thought I was raised in a religious home. I put on tzitzis tefillin. But the way he puts on tzitzis, he knows this mitzvah a billion times better than me on every level, whether it's the halacha, whether it's the spirituality behind it, the Kabbalah, the soyid, the chassidus, every facet of it. Ulehefech, and on the opposite end, lebechinas dore mato, to those people who are on the lower deck, sheheim hanemuchim oid, people who are very far down spiritually, Shenoflu lamokim shenoflu, where they've fallen to wherever they've fallen. Lidyota hatachtoina ma'oid ma'oid. They've gone very, very far away from Hashem. Very, very far down into tumah, into impurity, into all kinds of terrible things. The kilkalu mashi kilkalu, and they've messed up what they've messed up. Yoyer bohem hadas shel maloi choloretz kavoidoi. The true tzaddik and chacham has to have the ability to enlighten them and to make them realize that Hashem's kavod, Hashem's light, Hashem's presence fills the entire world. Even down there where you are, even there, Hashem is with you. Hashem is right there with you. Dahainu shiemar alehem sha'adayin Hashem Yisborach shoychein itam besoich tum oisam. To be able to enlighten them, that Hashem is with them in their tumah. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Ha'shoychein itam betoich tum oisam. V'yechazkeim v'yeoireim shelo yisya'ishu atzman b'shum oifen boilam. And the tzaddik has to encourage them, give them words of encouragement, and inspire them that they shouldn't give up whatsoever. They shouldn't give up their desire to come close to Hashem, their desire to become really religious. Ki Hashem itam v'etzlam v'imam v'koroi v'aleim oid. Hashem is with you and right next to you and in 100 different ways. He's giving you all 36 flavors of convincing the person that Hashem is right there with you. Kimaloi chol ha'oretz kevoidoi. Because Hashem's kavod fills kol ha'oretz. Oretz means artzius, the earthliness, the low level, not shamayim. Shamayim means upstairs. Eretz means downstairs. And Hashem is in kol ha'oretz. You can't go far down enough to get away from Hashem. You could drill with your best drill and try to keep going down, 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 and you can't outrun Hashem. They say over in the name of the Bala Tanya, I believe this was from the Bala Tanya, that he said his interpretation of the Brach in Shmon Esrei Chanun Hamarbe Lisloyach. His yortzeit was just 2-3 days ago, Yutes Kislev. Not his yortzeit, when he got out of prison, when he was freed from prison. That Hashem is chanun, Hashem is kind, hamarbe lisloyach. The word marbe can be interpreted several different ways in Hebrew. The word marbe means a lot, and the word marbe also means more. More forgiveness. Hashem, who has more forgiveness. The Baal Tanya said, more than what? The answer is more than you can ever sin. If you try as hard as you can to do as many Averois per hour as you can, and then pick the biggest of it, the best Averois, you can't outrun Hashem's kindness, Hashem's ability to forgive and to want to bring you back. This is how the tzaddikim, this is how the true tzaddikim and the chachamim reach out to the people who are on the lowest levels and make them realize that, come back. Come back, your Hashem is with you, and you could become religious, you could become a tzaddik. V'rak ze nikra tzaddik. Only a person who has this qualification, that he can address both groups, he can be makar of the most religious people, he can enlighten them, he can show them how far they are from religious, how they haven't even started being religious, and he can take the people who are the worst rishon, the furthest people from Hashem, and turn them around. As we find stories in the Gemara, the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Yochanan, one of the popular names. You come across him every couple of pages in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan was walking with his Talmidim, and he looked across the river, and he saw a gangster. He saw Al Capone, a gangster, a killer, a leader of a whole group of thieves and murderers. His name was Reish Lakish. And this Reish Lakish had real sharp eyes, and he looked across the river, and he saw a man. He never saw anybody in the world that looked as handsome as this man. So Reish Lakish, in one jump, he was such a gibor, in one jump he was across the river. And he stood in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan looked at him and smiled. Rabbi Yochanan saw this Mr. Hercules, this Mr. America. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, if you're impressed with my good looks, you should know that I have a sister that makes me look tiny, that makes me look nothing. And if you'll come and study Torah, with Hashem's help, you'll be able to marry her. And the Gemara says that's what happened. Rabbi Yochanan, a true tzaddik, knew which button to push on Reish Lakish to get him to come and join. And Reish Lakish became one of the leading rabbis of the Gemara. He was Rabbi Yochanan's chavrus, Rabbi Yochanan's bar plukta. You know, they're always debating constantly throughout Shas. Umi she'eino yochel zois. A person who can't do this, einoi nikra tzaddik bishlemus, cannot be considered a complete tzaddik. He might be tzaddik in certain areas of religion, but the term tzaddik bishlemus, a complete tzaddik, is only one who has these qualifications, who's able to be makar of the biggest and the smallest. They say about Rabbeinu Zal that at his table were sitting people who could have been the biggest rabbis, the biggest, you know, leaders, Jewish leaders in the world, Rav Nosson Zal, Rav Shimon, these great giants. And at his table were also sitting people for whom the Sho'el Tachtius was too good, would be too good for them. The lowest level of Gehenim was too good for them. They were worse than that. They didn't even rate getting into there. That's true tzaddik. Ki ikar tanuga v'shashua v'yizborach, because the most important pleasure and enjoyment of Hashem is to take those people who are very, very far from Hashem and bring them close. Because a person who knows about Hashem, listen to these words, who yodea, that person knows, shezeh, Iker ta'anuga v'shashuv yisborach, that this is Hashem's main pleasure. Of course Hashem gets nachas when a Rosh Yeshiva is learning Torah, when he's giving a shir in Yoredeya to his Talmidim. Of course it's a nice thing, it's a very good thing. But it does not compare. The main pleasure of Hashem is when you take people who are far from religion and bring them close. Because Hashem has all kinds of angels, right? Srofim, chayoi, soifanim. Shekulam oivdem oisoi, be'emo be'yira. They serve Hashem with tremendous respect and awe. V'afal pikein, and despite that, ikar ta'anuga v'shashuav, hu kishe'oila ho'avoida mi'oilam hashofol hazeh. Hashem's main pleasure, he doesn't get excited over the malachim, he gets excited over the human beings that are living in this lowly physical world, this oilam hashofel, this oilam huasiya. V'chol ma she'oila eiz ha'avoida v'nachas ruach me'oilam ha'madrega namucha b'yoyser. And any time that there's a mitzvah or some kind of pleasure of Hashem that's being sent up to Hashem from a lower level or a lower world, yesh lo shashum gedoylim b'yoyser v'yoyser. Hashem's pleasure is much, much greater. The further away, the greater the pleasure. Ki ze ikar geduloso yisborach. This is the true greatness of Hashem. The true greatness of Hashem is that Hashem can reach out to the furthest one, to the lowest one. And the tzaddik that makes that happen, the tzaddik that's the shatchan, he's the go-between, he convinces Hashem to be nice. Hashem, come on, you can forgive, you can forget. And then he goes to the other person and convinces him to do tshuva. And the tzaddik brings them together. That's the ultimate pleasure of Hashem. These words are not just Rav Nosson Zal's words, and they're not just Rabbeinu Zal's words. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, the Zohar HaKadosh, all the sources to show this. This week's Parsha, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. Yaakov Avinu lived in the land where his father had lived. The Gemara says, why doesn't it say Be'eretz, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Oviv? What's Megurei? To tell us what was he involved in, what was the most important avoida he was doing? Megayer. He was being Megayer Gerim, just like his daddy and just like his grandpa. What Avram Avinu was involved in, what Yitzchak Avinu was, that was the main avoida of Yaakov Avinu. And his best student, Yosef HaTzadik, Eil Tos Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Reishana, what did he do? Hoya Roya Es Echov Batzoin, he was a shepherd. He was a Jewish leader. All the Jewish leaders are called shepherds. But what kind of shepherd? Who did he go after? V'hu nar es b'nei vilav es b'nei zilpa. He befriended the kids from the maidservants. Those who were furthest, those who the other brothers said, we don't want these guys around us. These guys are a riffraff. These guys are junk. We're Rosh Yeshiva. We're Gedolim. We're Rabbah. We're Talmid HaChachamim. We don't hang out with this garbage. And Yosef HaTzadik reached out to them. That was Eile Toildos Yaakov Yosef. He was one who had received the most from Yaakov Avinu. Where did Yaakov Avinu get it? In the yeshiva of Shem Vever, where he learned for 14 years, day and night. And he learned this. This is what he learned. He learned that as much nachas as Hashem gets, when a tzaddik learns Shas, and learns Zohar HaKodesh, and learns Kisvei Ariza, and higher and higher, Hashem's greatest satisfaction is when a tzaddik is able to reach out to people who are far from Hashem and bring them close to Hashem. That's Iker Geduloso Yisborach. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, in Likutei Moran, Utzrichen Lichloil Ho'elomois Ho'elyoin B'tachtoin V'tachtoin B'elyoin. The tzaddik has to be able to... We just presented it as two different worlds, the upper deck and the lower deck, and you might think that they have nothing to do with each other. Rabbeinu Zal says, no, you have to be able to bring them together. You have to be able to merge the lower one into the upper one and the upper one into the lower one. Meaning, Shegam Dore Mala, even those people on the upper deck, those people who are very advanced religious people, Shehazogosam Bechinas Mo, whereby the tzaddik, what the tzaddik tries to show them is, you don't know anything. You think you know. I'll show you a revelation of Hashem that you'll see that what you knew till now was zero in comparison. So their hasoga, their understanding of Hashem is mo, what? You meaning the tzaddik has shown them that they haven't begun to see Hashem. Yihyu klulim meha hasoga shel bechinas meloi chol eretz kavoidoi. The tzaddik has to also feed them a little bit of what the downstairs people are getting, of that concept of Maloichot, that Hashem is everywhere. Because if he just convinces them that they don't know anything, we can lose them. Those guys can say, okay, if I've been learning for 25 years, and now you show me that all my learning is zero, then I guess I should quit. So the tzaddik has to be able to give them, the Dorei Mala, he's got to be able to give them a little bit of the Dorei Mata food also, a little bit of chizuk also. Ulehepech, gam hadori mato, and so too the people who are on the lower deck, the lower level, shehasagosam b'chinas maloi, whereby what the tzaddik shows them is maloi choler tzkavoyde, that Hashem is everywhere and he's with you. To them also, yihyu klule mehasagosh b'chinas mo. The tzaddik every once in a while has to show them, boom, show them how big Hashem is, how high Hashem is, for them to realize that they can't stay in the mud. If they want to start living, they better get up and start climbing. There's a lot of climbing to do, a lot of mountain climbing to become religious and to come close to Hashem. Kedei sheyilohem yira, so that they should have respect for Hashem. If you tell a guy, and we know that this is a reality, there are places where they preach just love, house of love and prayer, love, 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 every just Hashem loves you, you love Hashem, we all love each other, and they live happily ever after. With love alone, then there's no yira, there's no respect. And today you're in love, a couple that gets married purely out of love. Today I'm in love, tomorrow I wake up, I'm out of love. And then we're out of business. Then we, but if the kesher, if the connection is based on yira and ahava, if there's an underlying respect, if there's a respect, a yira and an ahava, then it can have a kiyum. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that even to the dorei mata, the tzaddik has to show them a little bit of more, so that they should have yira. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there how we want both, we want all groups in Klal Yisrael to have yira, because yira is one of the most basic ingredients that a person needs to build their Yiddishkeit. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Emran. Umevoyer Sham, Rabbeinu Zal explains further in that chapter, Shezeh Bechinas Yom HaKippurim VeChanukah, that this whole discussion that we just had is tied into the holiday of Yom Kippur and Chanukah. Ki Moshe Bikesh Slachno Alavoin Hamaraglim. When the Jews sent spies to Eretz Yisrael to check out the land and they came back with a bad report, they were Maragel, they spoke negatively about Hashem's choicest land, about Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem and he said, Slachno Alavoin Hom Azeh Ki Goydel Chazdecho. We know that all the sins of the Jewish people are connected to the sins of the Meraglim and the Egel HaZohov, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Ukefi haslachno shepoilin b'yom HaKippurim, when did Moshe Rabbeinu succeed in his pleading on Yom Kippur? He went up to heaven for 40 days, begging Hashem to forgive the Jewish people, and at first Hashem rejected him. Then he went up for another 40 days and came back down on Yom Kippur. He went up on Rosh Chodesh El, came down on Yom Kippur, and that was when Hashem said, "So." That was when he begged Hashem, "Slachno lavoin amazeh ki goydel chazdecho, v'chasher noso solom azeh mimitzrayim v'ateina." And that was when Hashem said, "Solachti kidvorecha." So Rabbeinu Zal says there, according to the slachno that a Jew accomplishes on Yom Kippur, Kein Zoichin LeKedushas Chanukah, that will determine what kind of Chanukah holiday the person will have. According to how well you pray on Yom Kippur and you're Zoichin to get a real slachno out, that decides what your Chanukah is going to be. Shehu Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdosh. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, what was Chanukah all about? It was a Chanukah Beis HaMikdosh. They made a Chanukah Sabayis, right? Shekolul Mikol HaBechinasal. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter how the Beis HaMikdosh represents all the things we spoke about here. The Dorei Mala, the Dorei Mata, bringing people who are far from Hashem close. It's all included in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that chapter on the Likutei Moran really well so that you'll have a good foundation for this halacha that he's going to build now, that we're going to learn.